NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A day-long filibuster by a Democratic Texas lawmaker ended with the state legislature failing to pass a highly restrictive abortion bill. The lieutenant governor could not confirm that all votes had come in by a midnight deadline. About the future of the bill, Ben Philpott of member station KUT says,
"At the moment, there is no next. Governor Rick Perry would have to call another special session for this bill to be brought up again, although early this morning, as the session was ending and the lieutenant governor was announcing that the bill did not pass, he did end the session by saying, thanks, it's been fun, and we'll see you again soon."
Ben Philpott of member station KUT, the bill would have banned abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court is likely to announce today its decisions in two closely watched cases involving same-sex marriage. NPR's Craig Windham has a preview.
One of the cases involves whether California's voter-approved ban on gay marriage is constitutional or whether it denies same-sex couples their right to equal protection of the laws. The justices have a number of options, and depending on which one they choose, the ruling could affect only California or possibly all 35 states that ban marriages of same-sex couples. The other case focuses on the constitutionality of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as only between a man and a woman. At stake are tax breaks and other federal benefits for legally married same-sex couples. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing into contracting practices at the Internal Revenue Service. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, later this week, the committee will decide whether to call back a prominent figure from the controversy over the targeting of groups applying for tax-exempt status.
Lois Lerner was the director of exempt organizations at the IRS when the agency was singling out groups for extra scrutiny over their political activities. Last month, when she appeared before the Oversight Committee, Lerner made an opening statement and then took the Fifth. The committee's chairman, California Republican Daryl Issa, told her she could leave. But even before she left the room, members of the committee were debating whether she had waived her Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate herself by making the opening statement. The committee will vote on Friday to decide whether she waived that right and whether she should be called back to testify. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The controversy over IRS targeting of Tea Party and other conservative groups has taken another turn. It now appears the agency also had progressive and left-leaning groups on its watch lists. That's leading to questions about why such information wasn't revealed earlier, when Republicans and Democrats alike, including the president, were loudly objecting to what appeared to be targeting of conservative groups alone. Dow futures down somewhat this morning, and this is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is flying to Senegal with his family today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports this trip will take the family to three African countries, but not Kenya, where the president has deep ties.
In Barack Obama's memoir, Dreams from My Father, he writes about visiting Kenya as a young man where his father was born. This is from the audiobook.
"No one here in Kenya would ask how to spell my name or mangle it with an unfamiliar tongue. My name belonged, and so I belonged."
On this trip, the first family will only get as close as neighboring Tanzania. That's because Kenya's new president faces charges before the International Criminal Court. White House spokesman Ben Rhodes said, quote, "We respect the sovereign right of the Kenyan people to choose their own leaders." But he added, "It just wasn't the best time for the president to travel to Kenya at this point." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Democrats in Congress say they will do all they can to create a new formula to ensure voting fairness after the Supreme Court invalidated a key provision of the Voting Rights Act. Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, who was beaten in the 1960s civil rights movement, was more than disappointed in the decision.
"The Supreme Court stuck a dagger in the heart of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. They're saying, in effect, that history cannot repeat itself, but I succumb and walk in my shoes."
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says he thinks the court's decision was the right one.
"I do think America is very different today from what it was in the 1960s.
Democratic Senate leader Harry Reid says his caucus is deeply unhappy with the court's action. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.